I want to tell you about a podcast you should check out. It's called Understood Explains. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. The latest season of Understood Explains covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP, and it busts common myths about special education. As a parent myself of a child who's had an IEP since kindergarten, and he's now a 10th grader, I know how confusing, overwhelming, frustrating, sometimes daunting the whole process can be. I checked out an episode of Understood Explains called The Difference Between IEPs and 504 Plans. And what I love about it is how easily Juliana explains everything. She answers common questions that probably every parent or caregiver has. She dispels myths and is concise and to the point. To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. And there's a direct link in the show notes if you need it. You're listening to Make Some Noise Minisode number 583. Welcome to Make Some Noise Podcast, your guide for strategies, tools, and insight to empower yourself. I'm your host, Andrea Owen, global speaker, entrepreneur, life coach since 2007, and author of 3 books that have been translated into 18 languages and are available in 22 countries. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a lesson that will help you maximize unshakable confidence, master resilience, and make some noise in your life. You ready? Let's go. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. This is going to be a quick mini-sode. And I have been doing something in my daily routine. Well, let's say weekly routine, because I don't do it every single day. I do it most days, but I'm not super disciplined and steadfast every single day like I am, you know, brushing my teeth. But I think it might be helpful for you to see what it looks like. And, or hear what it looks like, I should say, from someone who's had a bit of an on again, off again relationship with journaling. And I want to start there. I think that in self-help, we can get a little hard on ourselves. We can get a little perfectionistic, if you will, feel like we're doing it wrong. If we don't have some kind of routine with really any personal development, you know, exercise, that we're not super consistent in. And years ago, I just surrendered to the fact that I am inconsistent about some things. There's some things that I'm incredibly consistent about, and there are some that I'm not. I have gone back and forth with working out. If that was a Olympic event, your girl would have at least a silver medal. I have fallen off the wagon, if you will, so many times. And I stopped beating myself up about it probably about 7 or so years ago. I just finally got to the point where I'm like, it doesn't help. It doesn't help me, you know, get in better physical shape. It doesn't help me stay more consistent. It doesn't help my mental health if I am hard on myself about my inconsistency. So I just do my best. And then when I do go through periods of time where I'm not working out, I typically do something, but if I'm not, you know, for a lot of last year, from about January to August-ish, September-ish, I was really consistent with lifting weights and I was seeing a lot of progress and feeling so amazing. And then some stuff happened at home. There are circumstances that made it so that working out just was really hard. I continued to walk and hike a lot, which is great, but I wasn't lifting weights as much. Didn't beat myself up over it. I was like, I'll get back on it when the time is right. And here I am, February of 2024, back on it. Was I sore as shit the first day I came back? You bet your butt. So much so, it was just embarrassing. But so it is when that happens. And journaling is no exception to kind of the ins and outs. I've gone through periods of time in my life where I have been a diligent journaler. I've never been into morning pages. I know you've probably heard us talk about that on the podcast. I've had several guests who've mentioned it. Julia Cameron wrote the book, The Artist's Way. And I know it's a popular journaling exercise, whether you're, you know, consider yourself an artist or not. I have never done it, but I've heard great things about it. And if that is something that you want to try, go for it. I have a couple of different ways that I journal. Sometimes I use my computer, my laptop, or sometimes my phone. It's just, I'm not the best thumb typer, but I do journal on a keyboard, and I also journal on pen and paper, with pen and paper. And there is some research to show that that is better. I'm using air quotes over here. It is more helpful in terms of integration. It can be more helpful in terms of just allowing the creativity to flow. There's something about moving your hand, having that pen and paper or pencil or marker or crayon, whatever you're going to use. But I don't want you to get hung up on that. What I wanted to do today is share with you a very simple way that I am journaling, and super easy. I'm gonna make this podcast under 10 minutes. Watch me. All right. Lately, over the last, I don't know, handful of weeks, and this is something I did really diligently in 2019. It's, I don't know, I don't even have a name for it. Let's just make one up right now. Short journaling. We'll call it short journaling. I have this journal that is probably, I think my mom got it for me around 2010. It's got flowers on the front of it, and it says, "Let love bloom." It's very much like a live, love, laugh type of thing. She probably got it at TJ Maxx or Marshall's. And this thing probably has a couple thousand pages. I don't know. It was just a blank journal with lines on it. It's fairly small, like medium-sized journal. And what I love, one of the things I love about this journal is I started using it in the beginning of my business when I launched Your Kick-Ass Life back then. And so I wish that I would have put the year. I always put the date. I would be like January 26th, but I didn't put the year a lot of times. Sometimes I did. I always do that now because I look back and I'm like, what year was that? But you can see the progression of my business. You can see the progression of my own personal development, both my personal and professional development. So that's one thing I love about having really big journals that you hang on to. And in 2019, I was diligently doing this one particular exercise where I would write down, let me find it. You can hear my pages turning. I would write down 10 goals that I had. 10 goals that I had, and they were the same 10 goals every day. And then I would also write what did I write things that I'm grateful for? I did. I wrote, it looks like 3 to 5 things that I was grateful for, and that was it. It just is packed. The pages are packed every single day. I did this. I was diligent. Actually, I started it in 2018, went into 2019. And let me tell you something. I don't know if this is a coincidence or not, but 2019 was my most successful year, both professionally and personally. Again, I don't know if it was a coincidence, but I was journaling diligently from about, you know, later 2018 all the way into 2019. And then 2020 happened. And your girl went through a rough handful of years, but I'm back. There's definitely been times in my life where my paycheck ran out before I got paid again, and I wish I could have accessed my next paycheck a few days before I was due to get it. Well, what if I told you that can happen with Earnin? Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. You can use Earnin for anything you need to, therapy visits, rent, or even extra self-help books. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Noise under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. Noise under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Trying to find the perfect gift for someone special in your life, maybe for Mother's Day, but feeling overwhelmed? Finding a unique gift that they'll love, that's personal, and that they won't already have can be the ultimate challenge. That's why I'm so excited I've discovered Songfinch. It's an amazing, thoughtful gift, and it's easy and fun to make. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. I had Songfinch make me a song about my dad, which was a gift to myself. This was such a personal song for me, and I was a little skeptical the artist could capture the emotion I wanted. But during the process, they have you share some personal details about your relationship with the person you're creating the song for. Then Songfinch musician of your choice, you get to pick based on samples they have, will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days. I love my song so much. I was so emotional when I listened to it. I had no changes. It's perfect. Whether your song is for Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, wedding, or anniversary, or even just a gift to show your loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in one of Songfinch's top artists. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/noise and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, my URL is songfinch.com/noise. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/noise. And what I'm going to do now is just go through what my journaling looks like, my daily journaling looks like. First thing, I write the date on top. I write the day, the month, the day, and the year. And then I write 5 goals that I have for the year. And they are the same every day, the same goals. And for me, it just feels like writing them down every day just keeps solidifying that this is something that I'm working towards. Sometimes they go out of order. I just remember the 5, and they're not always in the same order every day, but none of that matters. They're in no particular order, but it is the same 5 every day. And then underneath that, I write grateful for, and I write 3 things. If I'm really feeling it, I might write 5, but every day or every time I do this journaling practice, it's 3 things that I'm grateful for. And what I try to do instead of just writing them down very quickly, I really try to pause for just a few moments, just a few moments. Don't need to go into some big meditation, just a few moments of really leaning into the gratitude around it. So I'm looking at this last page, and one of the things I was grateful for was my dog. And I closed my eyes for a minute. You know, I just wrote down her name, and I am so grateful that she came into my life after we had lost our other beloved dog, Giselle. I'm so grateful that she keeps me company. I'm so grateful that she wants to go on a walk every day and that she keeps me active. So it just sort of, and that was it. I mean, that took me like a handful of seconds to just really kind of close my eyes and like, what is it? What is it exactly that I'm grateful for around this dog? That's it. The 3 things that I'm grateful for. And then the last thing that I do is I just pause and I write down whatever sentence comes to me in that moment. You might be at a place where you draw a blank. I want to acknowledge that it took me a while to get to a place where I can pause and close my eyes and just very quickly, it's almost automatic now where I, without consciously doing it, I'm asking the universe, I'm asking energy bigger than myself, I'm asking my brain, I'm asking my body, what is it that I need to hear in this moment and write down on this piece of paper? So that same page that I'm looking at from yesterday, I wrote down, you guys want to know, it's just a handful of words, 1 foot in front of the other, period. That's all I wrote down. I'm looking at other pages. So the day before that, I wrote, keep following what's fun, exciting, and makes me feel alive, and slow down and be smart. Don't get swept away. So I don't even remember thinking that, but it just, that's what came out. The day before that, I again wrote 1 day at a time. It's all coming together 1 day at a time. And the day before that, I wrote down, it's all working out for me. It may not be linear or fast, but it's all working out towards my sustainability, safety, and fulfillment. And then I drew a little heart. And then on another day, This was like a little prayer. Dear angels and guides, please show me how great it can get. Show me how lucky and blessed I am. So that's it. You guys, you can steal what I just wrote and use that. I'm happy with that. And I lied. This has gone over 10 minutes. But I wanted to give you just a taste of something so simple and really easy. And it does take practice to get. So don't be hard on yourself if you get to that place where you have a really hard time thinking of things you're grateful for, or if it's maybe the same handful of things that you write down that you're grateful for every day, or that you are having trouble coming up with the one sentence. Keep at it. Keep trying. And I find it incredibly helpful. I wanted to just give you this simple exercise that hopefully you can implement to help you in your personal development journey. Also, before we go, I am going to teach a writing class coming up soon. And it's not so much teaching. I'm going to be facilitating and guiding and supporting a group of women who want to write their way through it. That's going to be the name of the program, Write Your Way Through It. And it really is just about taking a difficult challenge in your life, a difficult time in your life, or just maybe a decision that you need to make. Or if you don't have any of those and you just want to join a group of amazing women with me as your leader to do some writing. Make sure that you're on my email list to be the first to know, because there's always a better price when I first open up registration, AndreaOwen.com/free. And that will put you on my newsletter list if you're not already on there. If you don't get my emails, then go over to AndreaOwen.com/free. I'm going to be talking about this very, very soon, where we're going to be doing things like this. I'm going to give journaling prompts. I'm going to do laser coaching, hot seat coaching. I can't wait. I got excited. I smacked the microphone. I'm not sure if you heard that. Anyway. I hope that you have enjoyed this, and I look forward to being able to support you in your writing endeavors any way that I can. And remember, it's our life's journey to make ourselves better humans and our life's responsibility to make the world a better place. Bye for now. Hey, listeners, if you work for a company that does professional development, did you know that I offer leadership training, more specifically, empathy and assertiveness and how it makes stronger teams? You can see more on my speaking page at AndreaOwen.com/speaking, where there's also a contact button there so you can fill out that form and let's chat.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone.
Poof. Bye.
See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working, and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talked to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders. Mm-hmm.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of there, life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Unsticking.